Good evening. It is Wednesday night in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Thanks for joining me tonight. Hope you had a good day. We were up in the 60s, but back to the 40s tomorrow. On today's show, Governor Snyder presenting his public safety plan in Flint today. I'll talk to a Democratic state lawmaker from Flint to get his view on what was said. And Apple today unveiling the new iPad 3. I'll talk to an analyst who is at the event in San Francisco to get his take on this new device. But first, President Obama yesterday speaking to the leaders of the Business Roundtable, an association of the country's biggest corporate CEOs. The event was closed to the press, although to get some idea of what was discussed and what kind of policies the world's largest multinationals want to see us pursue, I'm joined by the president of the Business Roundtable, our own three-term governor, John Engler. Governor Engler, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you very much. It's a delight to be with you, Michael, and great to have an opportunity to talk about the Business Roundtable and a very exciting CEO call for action today. We put out our Taking Action for America plan, a CEO plan for jobs and economic growth for all the members of Congress, for the president, for his administration, and for governors, and for anybody who wants to get America moving again, get this big unemployment rate down and see some jobs.
Now, I know you're a big Mitt Romney supporter, but when it comes to President Obama, just how popular or unpopular is he among most of the CEOs at the Business Roundtable?
Well, our organization as an organization is not political. We don't endorse candidates. We don't even do ratings of members of Congress. What we tried to do is represent companies, and it's more than 200 of them that represent probably $6 trillion of economic impact in the nation, employ around 14 million people. So it's a pretty significant part of the U.S. Business economy. Our membership is including not just manufacturing, but leaders in the service sector, the financial sector, the energy sector, and so on. So it's a nice cross section, and these are leaders of companies who want to hire people in this country. At the same time, they're global, so they're in charge of the president's goal of trying to double exports. It's their companies that are going to be selling pharmaceuticals or airplanes or technology in other parts of the world. So we work with the people that people elect, in other words, your listeners, your audience is going to send somebody to Washington in the Senate and in the Congress, and we play the hand we get dealt, but we try to tell everybody who comes here, Republican, Democrat, Independent, look, there's certain things that still matter that are, we believe, economic truths that you need to know, and that's it. One, I'd say right at the top, is it's a very competitive world.
Well, one thing the president does want to do is he wants to overhaul the corporate tax structure, which would involve lowering the rate, but also eliminating loopholes. It's been in the news. Aren't most of the corporations that are in the Business Roundtable benefiting from major loopholes, and wouldn't they want to fight their elimination?
Well, what we've got is a tax code that hasn't been modernized since 1986, and you're right. Somebody's loophole is somebody else's tax expenditure, tax benefit, but the truth of the matter is that the tax code over the years, and it's been more than two decades, has become filled up with lots of different provisions, and maybe when they were put there was a real compelling policy reason, but things change, and what we know today is a couple of things that are important. We've got the highest corporate tax rate in the world, and it's not competitive. We also have a worldwide taxation system, which is very different than all the big countries that we have to compete with. And what we're saying is there ought to be a way to restructure the taxes paid by corporations in such a way as to have a lower rate, what would be a broader base. So there were parts of the president's proposal that we think were constructive, recognizing that the corporate rate is too high. That was a good thing. But then, there are other parts that we frankly think need some work. Congressman Dave Camp from the Central Michigan area, home in Midland, is the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, going to be the key player, I suspect, in Washington on getting the right outcome and getting the U.S. more competitive when it comes to a corporate tax rate.
But these loopholes, though, that do allow
loopholes, Let's take an individual. Let's make it easy for the listeners to understand. If you get to deduct the charitable contribution or the interest that you pay on your home mortgage, somebody who doesn't have a home mortgage would say, well, that's a loophole. If I'm a renter, I don't have a home mortgage. So I'd say, well, you owners shouldn't get that. if I don't donate to charity, why should, it's a loophole for you who do.
Would you agree, though, that corporations are very skillful at avoiding, to pay the full rate that, many Americans probably don't have the skill to do?
Well, it depends. I mean, there are a lot of companies that pay the full rate. And, of course, in the central Michigan area, mid-Michigan, we've got a lot of businesses that aren't even incorporated, so they're partnerships or their smaller pass-through entities, so they pay on the basis of the individual rate. So they pay a high rate. They also are able to take advantage of a credit, let's say, if they're spending maybe money on research or development or what I think, is the fairest for everyone is sort of a broader base, flatter rate, and not so many special provisions.
I'm talking to our former governor, John Engler. He is now the president of the Business Roundtable. One more question on tax reform. The president does say he wants to reward companies that are investing here in the United States with our reformed tax code. It is something that does make sense to many Americans, since multinationals really don't have any particular loyalty to any country. Do you agree with the approach the president is proposing?
Well, I don't agree with the idea that some of our global companies don't have any loyalty to the United States. You take a Procter & Gamble. One of our key leaders is Bob McDonald, the CEO and chairman of Procter & Gamble. He points out that 40% of the jobs they have in Ohio actually are directly related to foreign investment and foreign sales. They sell Pampers diapers all over the world. They sell toothpaste all over the world. They've got major research facilities in places like Cincinnati that support all of those kinds of sales. And so, here's Bob McDonald, a West Point graduate who, over the years rose to be the top guy in the company. He's very patriotic and very, very loyal to the United States. But as he points out, we've got some products, and diapers are a good example. You have to kind of make those where you're going to sell them, because there'd be a lot of air to be shipping all over the world. So they're going to be in the market in India to make a diaper to sell it to the Indian consumer, but they may be doing research right in Cincinnati, and they might be doing all of the accounting functions in Cincinnati, and they might be doing a lot of the marketing, even if it's for India, that might be planned by executives in Cincinnati. So it's we're much more interdependent. The world's gotten pretty small, and if you think about companies that sell things, I mean, right in Mason, I think Dart's still there. You think about selling things all over the world. If you only sold the United States, you're selling to 5% of the population. You wouldn't be selling to 95%. That's not a good idea.
Although when it comes to the decisions corporations need to make, aren't they based on the interests of the shareholders? I mean, they're not focusing on what's best for any particular country. Is that not right?
Well, there's no question there's a fiduciary duty to, to be loyal and to take into account your shareholders, your investors. I mean, that's part of their legal obligation. So, but there are no question that companies, Caterpillar is another great company headquartered in, Peoria, Illinois. Well, they've made a lot of decisions in the past that are very much beneficial to the state of Illinois, but they've now recently told Illinois, look, you need to get your act together because states like Indiana are competing for our investment and our jobs. Caterpillar brought home from Mexico quite a bit of production lately. We're seeing auto suppliers in Michigan bring production back here. Why are they doing that? Because we've gotten more competitive, both in terms of just how we produce, the quality of the production. In some cases, it has, it relates to wage or maybe benefits or maybe just working conditions. In other words, the work rules that govern in a workplace. So all of these can be factors. What I think we ought to be thinking about as a country is this fact. You're well aware that Governor Snyder goes out on behalf of the state of Michigan, competes with Governor Daniels down in Indiana, or the governor of Florida, or the governor Perry in Texas, and the states compete very hard against each other. But today we're in a world where nations are actually competing. There are nations that have economic development strategies. They want U.S. investment, and they're coming over here and meeting with our companies, and they're trying to lure them. We better understand what that competition is and be prepared to win. That's what I had to do when I was governor in Michigan. We had to compete against Ohio and Indiana. The proudest day I had was when we started moving some Indiana businesses back to Michigan.
I'm talking to three-term Michigan Governor John Engler. He is now the president of the Business Roundtable. I do want to ask you about what is happening here in Michigan. We've eliminated the Michigan business tax. There are now efforts to get rid of this personal property tax for businesses. Economists are saying, though, it's not clear that lowering these taxes or eliminating them will, in fact, lead to job growth. I mean, is this really the key factor to CEOs deciding to bring plants and facilities to Michigan?
Well, it's a key factor. You say the key factor. Hypothetically, let's say I had a very unskilled workforce. You could have no taxes, but if I didn't have anybody that could do the work, I'd probably be foolish to put an investment or a plant there. On the other hand, Michigan, because of the highly skilled workforce that we've got, has successfully over the years been competitive even when the cost of labor was higher. So it isn't, and taxes actually were slightly higher. So that isn't, it's the total package. If you talk to a guy like Mike Finney, who's working for Governor Snyder in charge of economic development, he'll tell you it's sort of all of the above. One of the problems that's hurting, I think, the United States of America today is the fact that we've got gridlock in Washington, and we're not making some of the hard choices that we're going to have to make. We've got to get our deficit under control. We're going to have to get things sorted out. You know, we simply can't just let nature take its course, and we can't hope that things will be better. Hope isn't a very good strategy in this case. It takes actual votes in Congress. It takes decisions being made. It takes bipartisan agreement in some cases. So, Michael, you know, next time I talk, I hope I can tell you that we've got a lot of stuff that's underway. But what we tried to do with our CEO action plan is say, here's a number of areas, and then go to the Business Roundtable, BRT.org website, and there's the plan, there's the strategy, and I'd urge anybody who wants to make a difference, take a look at that and start telling these members of Congress, hey, here's something to get behind.
Governor John Engler, now the president of the Business Roundtable. Governor, I do hope we can have you on again to talk about some of your views on what's ahead for our country.
Okay.
All right, excellent. Thanks for your time.
Okay, Michael.
All right. If you have any comments, feedback, send it along. Our email address here, capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you. I'm Michael Cohen, and you're listening to 1320 WILS.